In this bulletin, world leaders agreed to coordinate efforts to address the coronavirus pandemic. Australia's COVID-19 death toll rises to 13. And in sport, Tokyo Olympics organisers say a new date for the now postponed Games needs to be decided soon. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. World leaders have agreed to coordinate efforts to address the coronavirus pandemic, pledging a combined $7.5 trillion to stimulate the global economy. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has taken part in the meeting of the Group of 20, also known as the G20, via video link. In a joint statement, the G20 leaders say combating the virus requires a large-scale, coordinated, transparent, robust, and science-based response. Russian President Vladimir Putin has suggested the setting up of so-called green corridors for free movement of supplies and technologies being used to combat the epidemic.
It's no less important during the period of the crisis to create so-called green corridors, free of trade wars and sanctions, for mutual supplies of medicines, food, equipment and technologies. Ideally, we should introduce a joint moratorium, waiving any restriction on supplies of essential goods and financial transactions for their purchase.
A temporary halt to evictions and tax relief for landlords are thought to be items up for discussion when the National Coronavirus Cabinet meets today. It's been reported the federal government is considering income tax cuts for landlords who reduce rent for their tenants. The federal opposition has called for all evictions to be halted during the COVID-19 crisis. Among other concerns is that evictions will make containment of the virus more difficult. More than 500,000 people have contracted coronavirus around the world. Italy has reported another 662 deaths. 655 people have died in Spain in the past 24 hours. And there have been at least 1,050 deaths in the United States, where 70,000 people have been infected. A new study is predicting Australia will run out of intensive care beds by early next month. The Medical Journal of Australia has studied data from the COVID-19 infection rate in Italy and predicts a shortage of beds around April the 5th, based on a worst-case scenario forecast of 22,000 coronavirus cases. The journal says Australia currently has 2,200 intensive care beds. Intensive care doctors have been making urgent calls for Australia to increase its ICU capacity. A man in his 70s has died in Western Australia after contracting coronavirus, raising the national toll to 13. The man died at Joondalup Health Campus, where he was isolated after testing positive. The Department of Health confirmed he'd been a passenger on a cruise ship. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says most of the almost 3,000 cases of the virus in Australia are related to returned international travellers.
The number of people returning to Australia is now almost entirely Australian citizens and permanent residents, and that is decreasing every day. But we're still having several thousand people per day coming back from these places where the epidemic is much more difficult and many more cases than we have here in Australia.
The World Health Organization says one person in every 10 with COVID-19 is a healthcare worker, affecting the global ability to adequately respond to the coronavirus pandemic. The WHO's Regional Director for Europe, Dr. Hans Klug, says it's concerning that a large portion of those infected by the virus or in quarantine are employed in the healthcare sector. He says in Italy alone, more than 6,200 healthcare workers have tested positive to COVID-19.
We must all take action to protect these courageous individuals as best as we can. They are responding tirelessly to protect and care for you. We can only imagine their increased levels of stress during these times. Yet, they are making great sacrifices for the benefit of the broader community.
Almost 3.3 million people in the United States applied for unemployment benefits last week, as the coronavirus devastates its economy. The figure is nearly five times the previous record of 695,000 set during a recession in 1982. Last month, the US jobless rate was a near record low of 3.5%. To sport, Tokyo Olympics organisers say a new date for the now postponed Games will need to be decided soon to help them plan for hosting the event in 2021. The Tokyo Organising Committee has set up a task force to help with planning for the Olympics and Paralympics, which have been postponed to next year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, now today's weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy and 29 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 27. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 26. Hobart, mostly sunny and 21 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy, 21. Wollongong, a possible morning shower, 22. Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Newcastle, a shower or two, 24 degrees. Brisbane, much the same, 27. Cairns, showers and 30. And Darwin, partly cloudy and a top of 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.